Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Catherine Collinson, who is the president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is back with us here in the studios of WYPR to talk about a very critical issue, and that is women and retirement, and actually to share some rather concerning insights. Catherine, it's no secret that the baby boomers are, in effect, inadequately prepared for retirement. But even behind that, there's another layer of even more alarming news in a way, and that is that women somehow are at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to retirement readiness compared to men. What's behind this?
Well, Greg, despite all of the progress that women have made in recent decades in terms of education and career opportunities, we are still at a distinct disadvantage as it relates to saving and planning for retirement. And one of the biggest reasons is women are more likely than men to take time out of the workforce to raise a child or be a caregiver.
So that means if you're not in the workforce, you're not contributing to your 401k, or if you have employee matching benefits and that sort of thing. That's really the issue there.
Well, that is the issue, and it's even more than that, because it means less income, no income to save, and it can reduce your overall lifetime benefits and Social Security, which is another aspect to it. The other thing is women are more likely than men to be working part-time, and many part-time jobs don't offer retirement benefits.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a real problem. The other thing, of course, on compounding that is the fact that women still, as studies show, statistics bear out, earn less than men in the workplace.
Indeed,
doing the same job.
And that's been all over the headlines lately. Women continue to earn less than men, which means less income and less income to save. And then I'll also add, women still live longer than men, which means we actually need to save more for retirement.
So one of your recent studies indicates that a woman, just to illustrate that, age 65 today can expect to live on average until 86 years old, right? And so that's about 2 years longer than men at 65 and their life expectancy. So what can women do? What do we do to reverse this disadvantage?
Well, for women, it means that we need to be super strategic when we are making life decisions and seriously considering taking time out of the workforce. One of the questions I ask women to ask themselves, if you're thinking about taking time out of the workforce, think about at least working part-time instead of full-time, because our parents and our own experience has taught us it's always easier to find a job when you already have a job, and part-time work can bring income as well as make it easier to jump back full-time when ready. The second thing is, when working part-time, be sure to look for employers that offer retirement benefits so that you can continue to save for retirement. And if they don't, consider opening an IRA.
So really, Catherine, you're saying that women have got to take charge of the retirement future and planning, perhaps even more so than men.
It all comes down to recognizing the challenges and having a strategy.
Well, Catherine, as always, very valuable insights and some very practical advice. And there's a lot more. In fact, you have a whole women's section on the Transamerica Center website at transamericacenter.org.
That's it, Greg.
Terrific. Well, thanks again. That's all we have time for. Again, send your questions to clearpath@wypr.org. In the meantime, I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.